Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Moving so fast, the globalists, the left, are all over the place calling for Trump's impeachment and his execution, including the former governor of Massachusetts, Bill Weld. We're going to play that clip coming up next segment. I'm going to open the phones up towards the end of this hour. We're going to already be taking calls. The entire third hour will be that. But also, I need to get to Trump. I get irritated with Trump because I want to fight the globalists harder, and I see how criminal they are and how they've gotten away with it. But man, no president in 50-something years has given a speech about religious persecution at the UN, and he's put laws in place where churches can talk about their political views and talk about abortion and the Second Amendment, so he's reinforced the First Amendment. I mean, he's just done a lot. He gave a powerful speech with Pence at the UN last night that I want to get to today. He gave a speech at the UN I want to get to. But let's get back to Greta Thunberg, who I've known about. She's super nails on chalkboard. So she's just another brainwashed youth, happens to be autistic. She's got antifa parents. But the image of Trump coming into the UN yesterday and then her looking like a psychotic, and from every angle, every time she talks, she looks completely nasty and hateful. I mean, if you're a TV viewer, look at this. Every photo, every shot, this is a crazed person who's working for the most ruthless, sickening, evil, post-human exterminist eugenicists that want to cut the power off. So here she is after she gave this bizarre rant when Trump walks in. Here it is.
Are you willing to meet with Mr. Rouhani, sir?
See what happens. We have a long way to go. We'll see what happens. We're doing just fine. We're doing very well with the economy. Some numbers came out that are fantastic. Our economy now is better than anybody's in the world, and it has been for the last 2 years. But we're doing very well. And as far as the meeting is concerned, we'll see what happens.
Again, you can watch that, and you don't pick her up. But when you slow it down, you can see it, and it's just incredible. And we do that at the front of our report where we talk about her channeling Hitler. That report is at band.video. Here it is.
Our ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
More than 70 years ago, Adolf Hitler cryptically stated, first you get the women, then you've got the children. So follow them in.
I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
This is child abuse.
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones.
Greta Thunberg is a victim. Greta Thunberg is autistic. She has Asperger's. And like so many other children in history who've been handicapped, she's been taken advantage of by her Antifa parents by the left.
Again, I just wanted to play some more of that because the report is so important. It's at band.video, and it's already gotten 70,000 views since it went up last night, which is good for our site. But when some stuff goes viral, we've had some things get 10 million views since we launched our own video platform a year ago because we've been censored off the web. But we've not been censored off the web. You are able to share the links from band.video. Infowars.com is blocked in pop-up blockers, the whole site. It's blocked in spam filters. It's blocked in most companies. You have to go around that and tell people it's forbidden. But NewsWars.com is not as blocked. And Band.video is not blocked anywhere yet. And don't worry, as they do that, we'll just keep launching more URLs. This is how we resist. That's why it's so precious. That's why it's so paramount. That's why it's so critical to win this information war when you by hand tell people, hey, Band.video is where InfoWars is. They're still on air. And the content we're putting out is the hardest hitting ever. We built an amazing team. We're working so hard for you and ourselves and our children's future. So thank you all for your support. And thank you for this great crew and the great work they're doing. The video is at band.video.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Greta Thunberg is embraced by the globalists, embraced by the UN and their anti-human, post-human, anti-carbon plan that they admit is to reduce forcibly world population. We've been seeing Democrat candidates come out and admit that they want depopulation, they want to abort the brown people. Now, that's why they're fighting the Nazi Trump, who doesn't want to abort the brown people. That's why they keep screaming racism so much, because these people are just anti-human, period. They want euthanasia, the old. It's just nightmarish just how authoritarian they are, because they come out of the eugenics movement that Hitler was just a spinoff of, or was a small branch. But IBM helped create Hitler, helped fund Hitler, helped run computers that decided how long to work people and when to kill them in the death camps, the Hollow Earth machines. And now they're establishing this planetary world government based on AI tracking carbon. So Greta Thunberg has been rejected in Germany. She's very unpopular in Europe, but they force feed her as this youth, believing it will make the youth suddenly hate their parents and get in their faces. And she's got Antifa parents. She's an Antifa member. We've got the photos and all the admissions. She's there being run by the Soros organization when she was at the UN. And Trump shows up while she's sitting there doing a multi-hour-long photo op ranting hatefully. In fact, here's video shot literally minutes before Trump arrives in the press junket area and steals the show. Here she is threatening everyone. We're watching you. We're coming after you. You're killing all these people. Climate change. When cutting carbon would kill billions of people. And carbon, the amount of carbon we're putting out is negligible to a volcano. And they know that. But they want to teach you that you're bad as a reason to conquer you and control you. Remember, India, Mexico, China, and 160 other countries make zero cuts. But they're lobbying for us to, because no one can do business here. Hitler couldn't conquer us. The communist Russians couldn't conquer us. Mao couldn't conquer us. The British crown couldn't conquer us. But carbon taxes and speaking to our guilt, manipulating our Christian ethos, can. It's unbelievable how they've taught us to give up our power, to give up our industry, to act like fools. But the mind control's lifting. Young people don't buy into global warming and statistics. They don't buy into abortion. They don't buy into world government. They don't buy into leftist garbage. People know it's establishment, and they're rebelling against it. You know, God built that into us as a species to want to get us out of the nest at 13 or 14. We start rebelling against our parents. And sometimes they're good parents, and it's wrong we rebel. But sometimes we've got bad parents. And sometimes we've got bad governments and bad priests and bad systems. And so it's built into humans to rebel. Well, guess what? The young people know what the establishment is. They know what the government cheese is. They know Greta Thunberg is a mental patient. And everyone is rejecting her but the very weakest-minded people. So you go to a leftist event, and they look like the Walking Dead and act like the Walking Dead. Because these are the pathetic followers, the cannon fodder, the useful idiots, the morons, the smuts, the dupes, the marks, the slobs, the fools, the ignorant idiots, the people that bought the con and keep doubling down on the con forever. And again, how many of you know someone who bought into one of those speaker scams where you're at the shopping center and the guy goes, oh, I got these speakers. I got to sell them. They're really worth $500, but I got to get rid of them. I'm willing to sell them to you for $100. And you go, that's a scam. They get mad at you. Well, I've been in parking lots twice. Once with some family that's no longer in my family. And once with some friends. And the person goes, don't listen to him. He just doesn't want you to get a good deal. And the person goes, yeah, I'm getting the deal. How many people you know bought into the Nigerian scam? I know two people. Actually, three. One of them was I knew in business. They wouldn't talk to me after they got ripped off by him. They thought I called the Nigerians and stopped them from giving them the $5 million. The left has bet on the scam so much and believe there's a pot of gold at the end of this tunnel, and they can't admit they've been conned, that they've got workless educations, that the whole system was built to make them dependent so they'd be pissed and follow the establishment around by the nose like a horde of lemmings off a cliff. So here's Greta being very threatening and demanding we all submit to her. And if you look at her and listen to her, she acts like the Grinch that stole Christmas. She even has the same shape head. She's very disturbing. Here it is.
My message is that we'll be watching you.
Back that up. Let's play that again. My message is that we will be watching you with the computers and the AI and the youth movement. And you hear the crowd go, the lust for total power. Continue, please.
My message is that we'll be watching you.
Very sinister.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here.
Yeah,
I should be back in school.
You're a minion.
On the other side of the ocean.
Ocean?
Yet, you all come to us young people for hope.
I'm sure.
How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood.
You're my enemy.
Your words. And yet,
back it up again. 5 seconds. It's not the teachers that brainwashed her. It's not the parents that told her all these lies. You know, Al Gore 2003, the earth will be over by 2013. All of this. No, it's your fault. You have stolen my dreams. You have made me angry. And now I will invade you. I am watching you. You will submit to me. Let us continue.
For hope. How dare you?
How dare you?
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones.
Well, let's stop there. We'll play more of it later, but everything is projection. The globalists are trying to steal our dreams. They're trying to cut off the energy. They're trying to tell us that families are bad, break up families. They're doing everything they can to make us mentally ill, pushing all these dangerous drugs on us. And then she gets into, you all just want some money. Give us some money, Lebowski. We are nihilists. We care about nothing except some money. It does not make you a nihilist. Can we roll the Grinch, please? So.
But the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small.
That's a good one. Because I told Dew, I said, hey, will you find this? There's one where he's straight on. And he's mad. He gets an idea, a horrible idea. The most horrible idea is what they say. And then have her next to that, because he's making the exact same face, same shape head.
You're a bad one, Mr. Grinch.
And so we're going to have that for you, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to look at how the globalists strangle. Yeah, that's close to it. We're going to As a radio listener, you always have to remember, we're simulcast television. So we're radio that meets television, but a lot of times I'm commenting on things I'm seeing on screen. Sometimes I'm driving down the road, listening to rebroadcast, and it sounds a little bit incongruent, but that is why that is going on. As I said, we're going to go to break, and we've got a great window into why we may lose. And I'm not saying why we may lose to demoralize you. I say so we correct course and don't do this anymore. You know, I spend a good part of my time dealing with organizations and groups of people who are always trying to make sure their conservative or nationalist or patriot organization gets the most publicity in something instead of actually just taking action and getting things done. And that's why they're not successful. And we're talking about the death of the Donald subreddit. You know, it's dead. It's gone. But see, it's like these old crazy guys whose wife died. They don't tell anybody. He's got their skeleton in the bed and still puts lipstick on them. It's kind of like that. There's still folks that still got the corpse dolled up in the back. And, you know, they still go in there sometimes on a moonlit night. They ignore the smell and climb on top of it. But the Donald subreddit is a dead carcass people have sex with. Be right back. Stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can.
because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, my friends. Well, it's very frustrating to tune into C-SPAN and to watch Democrat congressmen and senators in intelligence committees, armed services committees, the most powerful committees, say my name and say we want him to not be able to post anywhere on the internet, and to watch the CEOs of major tech companies say we're working on it right now. And then I tune into mainstream news and they go, oh, no one's censoring anybody. But then right next to it, they'll have an article celebrating how they're banning all these different people. I mean, it's like schizophrenic. They're like training you just to accept lies. And then it came out last year, MIT did a big study for the Democrats. And they found that the majority of memes, more than two-thirds, come from two subreddits, Donald mainly, and 4chan. And then the EU passed laws where you have to get pre-approval to make a meme or you go to prison. They passed that law. Now it's here. Now all a meme is cave drawings, graffiti, just taking a picture and saying something funny. That's on just human communication to communication. And they're trying to pass copyright laws right now in Congress that bypass courts and just take money out of your bank account if someone says a meme is theirs. Even though there's already Supreme Court rulings and everything. You know, Andy Warhol would cut out Campbell suit things out of the newspaper and then glue them together and call them art. And people try to say, hey, that's ours. No, he changed it. It was fair use. They're getting rid of that. So, you don't even need to do that. Since AI can't stop memes because it doesn't get jokes on Facebook, Twitter, you name it, they're just restricting it, and they got rid of, again, thousands of major meme sites in the last year, hundreds of thousands of people destroyed, hundreds of millions of followers who were following them gone. And that's just killing a form of human communication, like saying you can't pass notes in prison. So, the Donald was the biggest of all of these. Millions and millions of visitors a day. And it's the place where people were sharing memes they made. How dare those dirty Americans and others take an image, make a joke, take a video, put it together with something else, carpe donctum showing Joe Biden come up behind Joe Biden when he was groping people. And they said that was fake. CNN said he's deceptive. He showed Joe Biden groping Joe Biden. No, it was called a joke. No one thinks Joe Biden really did that. It's a cutout. Oh, the deep fake. Or Paul Watson tweeted out an image of a zoom in on Jim Acosta hitting the woman and grabbing the mic away. It wasn't even his video. It was somebody just zoomed it in. Paul saw it, grabbed it, tweeted it. Oh, InfoWars faked it. We need action now to stop the deep faking. Meanwhile, mainstream media edits things and deepfakes things and lies. So, I told Carpe Donctum this months ago when he was on the show. We were talking during a break, and he said, yeah, the Donald, you know, is put in quarantine. Nobody can visit unless you know the URL. It's killed the traffic 95%. And I said, he said, you know, there's an appeal in a few months. And I said, yeah, they're not going to take the appeal off. This is how they strangle things in the dark. And then you're going to have people on there that say, oh, let's let them do that and just keep it frozen. And they're going to be people that Reddit's talked to that'll make sure it just dies slowly. And now exactly as I said has happened. Which, again, is why we keep losing, is that everyone hangs on. Oh, Alex got censored. Better not talk about him. Then we'll be safe. Then you get censored. Then no one talks about you because they'll be censored. And people just hope they're the last people standing. You end up losing everything because you acted like a slave. That's the creed of slaves. Lay down, hope you're last to be eaten. And so I was very glad when he said, well, I'm going to create the site memeworld.com, and, you know, hopefully you and others will contribute to it. You know, I don't want to step on the toes of, and I'm going to go to him here in a minute, but I'm telling the story. I don't step on anybody's toes. It's hard to make a site. I'm like, well, yeah, it's America. You better. It's not coming back, Carpe. He goes, well, I just want it to be a place where everybody can share. I don't want to compete with that. I said, look, it's dead already. I said, you better go in there and tell people, come over here. We better build our own sites like Matt Drudge said. So now here we are. And, of course, the Donald's gone. It's shut down. Nobody can even hardly post but a few operatives. And everybody's told, oh, leave it alone. Don't talk about it. Just, you know, there'll be one little remnant, one little leaf will blow off the tree, and we'll all ride away on that. That's where this is going. And, again, the Donald is the model of how they kill everything, slowly strangle it. And there's a Chinese company that gave the Donald owner, Reddit, all this money in February, millions of dollars. So you wonder what's going on? The Chi-Coms are in our elections. It's election meddling. Tencent, an internet-based technology and cultural enterprise, Chinese censorship in America, run by the Chinese government. They run all their media systems. And they're here. They don't just own Hollywood. So joining us is Carpe Donctum from Meme World. Again, the president loves his information, puts it out. And I just don't know why we're going to allow the Chi-Coms to come do this. But it's already happened. But I'm not trying to toot my horn. But did I not tell you months ago this is how this is going to play out? And you agreed. But you had to wait and see. You're so polite. You didn't even want to warn people, hey, come over to Meme World. And then now it's kind of like, is it all right for us to say Meme World? Will we make the Donald Lords, the Chi-Coms that own it, mad? I say screw the Chi-Coms. Screw them and screw the Donald. The dictator of China now runs Reddit. Go ahead.
I agree. You know, and you did tell me. This has been a long time coming. You know, there's another deadline in 2 days of when an appeal can go out. And every time that they've done an appeal so far, they've imposed more restrictions on it. You say, well, now all you need to do is like fix this, even though they've held up their end of the bargain, the moderators of the Donald. We do need to create infrastructure, and we need to create other sites like Meme World. And I'm willing to promote any website that someone wants to come up with that's going to provide an alternative where people can get their information out. I really still think that people need to fight what's happening on Reddit, and I think getting the word out is one of the most important things, and getting some attention on it, because the Donald does occupy a very unique space of being an island in the middle of a sea of liberal tears. And there has been a lot of people that have been red-pilled just by, you know, visiting the site and finding out that it's not at all like what it has been advertised as, you know, a place of racism and hatred and bigotry.
Well, that's another reason they want to kill it, so that once it's dead, they can make up whatever they want about it.
Exactly. They can say, well, you know, they can rewrite the history, and they can say, well, you know, it was removed because they did all these bad things there, and here are three posts that show exactly what the Donald was all about. You can't look at it anymore because we already took it all down. But you know that we're telling you the truth, that it was all just racist posts and craziness and conspiracy theories. That's what they want to do. They want to rewrite the history.
When we come back, we're going to lay this out. And again, you're a trooper. You do a great job. You've helped get a lot of people over to MemeWorld.com so they can keep operating. But I know the inside baseball is folks are telling you, hey, you shouldn't even have Meme World. You know, just stick with the Donald or do something with us. It's just control freaks who don't want to actually produce anything. They just want to tell us what to do. Well, guess what? We're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep making memes. And we're going to keep posting them like some micro's doing.
September is almost over. And right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Blades and dice in her eyes.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Thunder and lightning in her thighs.
Thunder and lightning in her thighs.
Wonder what he's talking about right there.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
And we're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
We're gonna ride.
Riding like the one-eyed jagged diamond.
Riding like the one-eyed Jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
That's not your one-eyed Illuminati. That's the one-eyed Odin. Gave up the one eye. That's metaphysical archetype for one eye now in the spirit world. He has the sixth sense.
I'm
All right, let's get into the serious news here. Let me announce this the best way I can. Did you know that a communist Chinese-controlled tech company invested millions of dollars in February of this year in Reddit, and within just a month, the site was frozen and put in quarantine and now has essentially been shut down? Think about that. They don't just own the majority control of the big six Hollywood production companies. They don't just own our debt. They don't just have the Council on Foreign Relations rooting for the Chi-Com century. You don't just have the Washington Post saying, we hope Xi crushes Trump. That was the headline. But now the number one place in an MIT study, the Donald subreddit, just from there in 4chan, two-thirds of all the world's memes that are so effective, banned. And we just sit there strategically and let that happen in our country. Shame on Reddit and the evil leftists that run it. You know, it's fine if you want to stage an event where you threaten to kill me and my family at a dinner table at a Lucy's Chicken, and I try to walk out and they confront me, then they edit it and put it on Reddit and say I attacked them. The Statesman went down there and found out they came and threatened me. That's what they said at Lucy's. But see, Reddit doesn't care. They put it on their front page because they're Chi-Com. Think about that, folks, and remember it. So, they slowly strangled the Donald, the number one place for memes in the world, that had billions of impressions every month during the election and after. And President Trump thinks Fox News with an average audience of a million people is important because he likes slickness. And he still thinks all the 70-year-olds watching that are what's going to dictate the future. When just Facebook videos a week just on politics are 50 times better than Fox News. And Fox News is the biggest cable news channel. Nothing against Fox News or Tucker Carlson or the other folks on there. But it's taking a turn. And so Trump's meets with Carpe Donctum and his family and a couple times says great job and does all that and, you know, tweets some of what Carpe does out. Great. But how about we understand that this country's being taken over? So get into memeworld.com. I know there's going to be a article coming out tomorrow, I guess, in the resurrected conservative publication, Human Events. That's good about this. But everybody needs to send out memeworld.com. I mean, I'm promoting it because I know we need a place where the Donald was, because when I watched it be marched up to the gallows when the Chi-Coms bought it, bought a, you know, an interest to be able to, but I guess a payoff, basically, in my view, my opinion, that I was like, hey, we better have something. And instead, folks ran around on the deck, I know, inside baseball and bitched and said, no, don't build anything new. Stay here in the sinking ship. And so I know you didn't even promote it as much as you would have. And now you're even like, and I'll promote everyone else. Please, other people make sites. Launch lifeboats. You're like, no, don't launch lifeboats. The Titanic's doing quite fine. Well, that's not what's going on here. So memeworld.com, the great Ben Garrison's there. So many other amazing people are there on the site. Tell us about some people that are on Meme World, and let's get back into this and what's happened. I'll kind of shut up so you can have the floor.
So we have, as you said, Ben Garrison. I've talked with the great Mark Dice. You know, he's agreed to put some kind of exclusive content up from time to time. I have myself, I'm on there as well. Mad Liberals, he visited the Oval Office with me. I invited him along. He is on there. We've got Brick Suit. He's sort of a famous figure at Trump rallies. He always wears the wall suit when he goes there. We've got Something Wicked, which I think you played several of his videos. Trump has shared two.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's as good as you are, and there aren't many. So you guys are right up there at the top. Amazing. Yeah, so a lot of exciting things happening at memeworld.com.
Yeah, and Soul Memes is there. I mean, there's a lot of people up there. Really, any video that you've seen probably in the last year and a half is somebody that's on the site. I keep only the best friends, and all my friends are on there.
Well, you've done a great job. And again, I'm not an insider. I'm not a troublemaker. Everybody knows that. Watching the Donald slowly strangled really upset me. I'm glad you launched a lifeboat. But give us the latest. Is there any hope for it? Maybe making a bunch of attention? Maybe this article coming out tomorrow? Maybe we all push that? I mean, is there any chance to get the Chi-Coms to back off? Or
Well, you know, it's really hard to say. I mean, it really depends on whether or not they feel threatened by the amount of attention that it gets. And, you know, I was at an event a couple weeks ago, and I talked to, you know, 10 or 15 different people about can we get some momentum behind this? And the response was all, yes, we should get it behind it. So this is sort of the tip of the spear, I think. What really needs to happen is that Reddit needs to feel pressure that they need to abide by the rules that they are making everyone abide by. Over the last 4 years or so, what has been happening is they have been creating special rules for the Donald specifically. Number one, that the Donald can't go on the front page anymore. There was a week right around the Pulse shooting where 13 out of 25 of the top posts in all of Reddit were from the Donald, and they changed the algorithm and said, the Donald no longer could be on the front page of Reddit, just for anything, for any reason.
And so that's the slow, ongoing strangulation of one of Trump's, you know, top sites, bigger than Fox News. He just doesn't get it. His people don't understand it. And now it's a secret. You can't even find it. And it's like one millionth of itself.
Well, Trump himself did an Ask Me Anything on the Donald in 2016. Brad Parscale is quoted as saying that he visited the Donald every single day to see what was up there. So it's been a very huge part of the Trump universe, and it's been slowly strangled, as you said.
And they did that so Trump wouldn't take action. But Trump needs to take action and just tweet about how the Chinese invested in it. And now it's very, very disturbing that they've shut down this great community. But I want to be fair. So let's do one more segment and give you the floor, because I'm ranting.
Okay.
About the article coming out tomorrow, what people can do to get the president to take action. Because it could start with something like this. We also have these antitrust investigations that are going on, and we have examples of how Trump's going after the vape companies with antitrust and with consumer investigations. There's a lot of ways via espionage investigations to go after not just Donald, not just Reddit, but let's be fair. Let's give the communist Chinese a little bit of a say here on the show right now. Here it is. From Xi Jinping, Minister of Truth, presents... Very important. The Chi-Com Dragon Fentanyl wants some fair time here on air. And so here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after break.
We are working with Silicon Valley to make you behave yourself. Once we have full control, we send you to re-education camp like we do our people when they talk back to the party. Whatever you do, do not visit band.video. Band.video is evil Americans whom Silicon Valley is teaching to shut up like China do.
Oh.
I just caught you, American. You visited band.video. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg and others angry at you. Do what CNN says and do not visit man.video, or I have to hurt you.
And remember, we own Reddit now. And we run giant death camps.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice.
Seriously, it makes my blood boil that the Chi-Coms have killed 115 million of their own people. Our own globalist controllers invested everything in one-sided deals for 40 years. Screwed us. Gave the Chi-Coms total control over rare earth minerals, all the major deep water ports. I mean, we have strategically been set up for failure. Because in 1950, we were 4% of the world population, had half the wealth, and we were going to be able to make everybody wealthy and go to the stars by now. But along the way, Chinese century, which means slave laboratories, total control. And if you look at communist China, even the Washington Post had to admit 6 months ago, what I was telling you 5 years ago, I was told this by folks I know, let's just leave it at that, that are investigating it, that these Confucian institutes run by the Chinese government, that they control all the major state-run universities. I mean, they have a controlling interest. I mean, we're talking hundreds of millions in UT every year. It got outlawed last year by Trump. Over $100 million a year pumped into that baby. I mean, that's why they spray paint Antifa on the walls in Austin. We've shown you video. You know, down with Trump, down with white supremacism, up with China. It's a Maoist system. And so the Reddit, a major multi-million dollar controlling interest. We'll put the article on screen for TV viewers. In February, they invest. Reddit banned in China is reportedly set to land $150 million investment from a Chinese-sponsored powerhouse. And that was right before they did it. And guess what? They landed it. In fact, what would they end up landing? I saw the $150 million number. Now you know how it works, folks. And so we don't get anything from anybody. We don't get it from the Mercers. We don't get it from the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers fund Democrats more. I get it from you buying products. You understand that, folks? And it takes a lot of money to run this place. And I have no problem that I've been paid in over a year because I'm taking money I saved years ago to run this place and expand in the face of this and do a lot of things behind the scenes. I'm going to leave it at that. But the hand of Alex Jones is out there, thanks to you. And I've got punch in my strike because of you when you pray for us, when you spread the word, when you buy the products. So listen to me. Most mainstream media is going bankrupt. They were maneuvered into that position. They were paid to lie. That discredited them further. That made them more dependent. Now they're just shutting down. And conservative, libertarian, and nationalist media is super popular, but it's being shut down and strangled. We need your financial support, you to take action. We're up against the Chi-Coms that make Hitler look like an amateur when it comes to killing people. We're going to win, though, because we've got ideology and truth and God on our side, but we need the funds to keep it going, and we need it now more than ever. These are great products you already need. Black Friday comes early, 2 months early to InfoWars. We do things differently. All InfoWars Live products, 50% off. 50% off all preparedness, water filtration, air filtration, super high quality, swirlable foods, the very best out there at an incredible price. They even had leftist, big national, you know, vices and reviews going, wow, the coffee's actually really good. And wow, the storable foods really taste pretty good. My God, it's not even expensive. It's a nexus point. You can buy stuff that's gourmet that costs five times as much, but it's a nexus of cost being good and quality being good. It's like an X. It's how I do it. And who's reliable. But they let me do these deals a couple times a year. And 50% off, that's at cost. So it's a loss leader for them to get you as a customer. It's my Patriot Supply. We private label it to get around their rules. They had a shakeup in the company over this a few years ago because all the other distributors couldn't get the deal I was getting because they didn't know how to make a deal like that. And you weren't the biggest seller of the food, boys. But the point is that I am. And so you get the best deal. InfoWarsStore.com, 6 months supplies, 1 month supplies, your supplies. Everybody needs this. We're on the offense. We need to have a backup defense plan. Plus, to support the broadcast, you cannot do a better deal because it's insurance you can eat, and it's insurance into freedom and standing up against the globalists and keeping this on the air that absolutely outrages them and is an affront to their control freak tyranny. They can't stand it. And so we have all the supplements, man. They're amazing. You got to get the fish oil, and you got to take the knockout with it or the krill oil for dreams and sleep and energy and the turbo force and the brain force and the super melectality. And just all the products are incredible. There's so many good ones there. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, take action. Sign up for auto ship. You can do it every 15 days, every month, every 2 months, up to 9 months. Or that coffee you say you want every 2 months comes. It's excellent. Really good price, too. And then it comes again in 2 months or 3 months or every month. And then cancel any time with one click. It's free. You have an account on there. One click, and it doesn't come again. No charge. So it's a win-win-win. But I did get myself in a position where we sell at such small margins and people wait for sales that it's putting me into a pickle. So the plan is next year, we're not going to do but 40% off is our best sales, and the prices are going to stay the same, but I just can't do it anymore. Because take the cream that has the great nano-silver, silver salt in it that's in the silver wound gel, but now in a cream with hyaluronic acid and all these minerals. It's high-end cream. The women would pay $30 for just the hyaluronic acid that size of tube because it's marked up 7 times. Ours isn't. 50% off, it's at cost right now. Okay? InfoWarsStore.com. We'll get a lot of stuff in there. I want to thank you all for your support. Look at that, 100% reviews. That's for the naturally scented grapefruit. Okay, let's go back to Carpe Donctum. And one of the top, if not the top, memer out there. And I have to say, Ben Garrison's more prolific. Can you call that a meme? Yeah, it's memes in And it's not about who's number one, but it's good to celebrate that Ben Garris isn't just the biggest pro-Trump guy. He's hands down the biggest political cartoonist ever. There's no doubt. Now, in the 5 minutes we have left, my friend, as Emperor Palpatine would say, my little green friend, where are we going with the Donald? I know you're still trying to save it. You heard my analogy, the guy that keeps his dead wife's carcass, you know, in a trunk because he can't, you know, bear to bury her. I'm not happy about this. I tried to warn people to take action earlier. The Chi-Coms get what they pay for. 150 mil bought the Reddit. The news all spun it. The Chinese government bought the Reddit. And they're saying, you don't have Trump on that. We run your country. You're dead. I mean, they kill people in mass over there. It was out in the news this week. So you're lucky from the Reddit's owners, Xi Jinping, that you're not dead, son.
But it's true. I mean, they did buy... It's no coincidence that within a month or so of their investment, that suddenly a sub that has been under attack for 4 years suddenly just gets quarantined. But you know, I wanted to touch on just a few things here. Is what I've discovered, or what I think I have condensed down, is the model that Reddit has been using for censorship, and what I think that other social media are starting to use as well. The first step is just to limit visibility. If you can limit where people can see you, you can then go on to the second point, which is to limit engagement. And when you limit the amount of engagement people get, the response, the retweets, the upvotes, all those things, you can create a feeling of just aloneness. That every time you post something, well, only three people in the whole world liked it. Well, that's not the way that it works. Maybe only three people saw it. They limit interaction. They try to separate you into, make you into your own group where you can't interact with other people. They have banned the ability of the Donald to post links to other subs. So, like, if politics decides that they're going to run a hit piece on the Donald, you can't link to it and say, hey, these are the things that's wrong. You can't even link to it. Otherwise, the sub could get banned. The fourth point was basically that once you have done the first three, then you can just completely quarantine. You can control all of the information that goes out about that place or that person, and then you can just wait for the whole thing to collapse. And that's what they're doing right now is they're hoping that people give up. They're hoping that people move on. Again, I fully support people doing that, but I also think we have to maintain a fight in the places where the fight is, like Twitter, like Facebook, like all of the social media that they want us to leave. Leaving is exactly the result that they're hoping for, and I think that we have to stay and fight. We should explore alternatives, and we should promote alternatives, but we need to stay in fight.
I 1 trillion to infinity agree with you. Let's come back and do one more segment. But what Matt Drudge said is right. Build your own sustained infrastructure. Only use those other platforms to push people back to it because they're going to take it away. He was told in a meeting with the Supreme Court Justice the whole plan. 4 years ago, he told us almost, and it all came true. This is not like the Supreme Court Justice guessed it. They have international conferences where they try to get the Supreme Court Justices to go along with this. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.